Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, hallelujah. This is not ordinary worship. This is not an ordinary day. You're not an ordinary person. Come on and give praise to the Lord. Wherever you are, just begin to invoke God's presence right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just begin to saturate your atmosphere with the presence of God. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory in our Savior Jesus Christ with a new teaching, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, and Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study. Our topic for today's teaching is, do you maximize your potential? Do you maximize your potential? And we are in the book of Exodus, chapter 4, verses 10 through 15. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to both podcasts with me. On Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, you can tune in by dialing 323-870-4180. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, including tonight, when I'm live on Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study, you can tune in by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's R-A-W-S as in Sam, I.org. But the best way to ensure that you don't miss one teaching is to follow both broadcasts. Do so by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the letters or message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. That way you'll receive the recording of Daily Fire Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, and on Wednesday night, when Real Talk goes live, including tonight, you'll receive a reminder text, which includes a link to tune in online, as well as a link to dial in. All right, all of this information, if you are unable to write it down, is on my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. I got a fired up word for you today. I'm in the book of Exodus, chapter 4, verses 10 through 15, reading from the KJV. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. And he said, O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of whom thou wilt send. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. And he said, Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth. And I will be thy mouth, and with his mouth, and will teach you what ye shall do. Come on and give God praise for his word. Just shout out hallelujah right now. What is our topic for today? Please repeat it after me. Do you maximize your potential? Now repeat this after me again and make it personal to yourself. Do I maximize my potential? Oh, hallelujah. So many times we've discussed Moses, you know, just in church or wherever we are. Everyone knows the Moses who went before the Pharaoh and who brought the 10 plagues upon Egypt under the anointing of God. Everyone knows about the Moses who stood before the Red Sea and lifted his arms and the Red Sea parted. We all know that great leader who led the Israelites. We know the Moses who was able to go up into the mount and speak and spend time and sojourn with God and come down with the Ten Commandments. We know that Moses who brought water from the rock. We know the Moses who was called when God reached out and spoke to him from the burning bush and gave him the mandate and told him to remove thy shoes, for the place where you are is holy ground. But the problem is, we don't know about the Moses in between being called and the Moses whom we saw as the great leader. The Moses who doubted his ability to maximize his potential, even when God was directly in the midst speaking to him. That's where I just took you to today. In Exodus chapter 4, verses 10 through 15, we see Moses' response to God after God had called him and, you know, gotten his attention through the burning bush that just would not burn up. And then the Lord is there. He's speaking to Moses and telling Moses what he needs him to do. And Moses responded, wait, Lord. I think that maybe you've made a mistake. You are calling me. Did you not forget that I have a speech impediment? You know, I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And God, what you're doing is calling for someone to come out or go out and speak as a leader. Did you really mean to call for me, or were you looking for another person by the name of Moses? And so God responded to Moses, and Moses kept going back and forth, kept bantering with the Lord to the point of where even it said in verse 14 that he kindled the anger of the Lord against him, to where God had to check Moses and tell him, wait, are you forgetting? I'm not the one forgetting what's going on here. Are you forgetting that I'm the creator? Did I not make the person who's dumb or deaf or blind or can't see? He said, am I not the creator? Don't I know who you are? Didn't I create you? Didn't I create Aaron, your brother? I already know your issues. Glory. I already know your flaws. I already know the issues, the flaws, the mistakes. I already know your past. I already know every limiting condition regarding you when I appear to you, put the mandate on you, because before you were even formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. I created you. I called you by name, glory. I predestined you to the nations for such a time and day and purpose as this, to help expand my kingdom, win souls, set the captives free, and deliver others. Moses, I'm getting a little angry with you right now because I'm trying to maximize the potential that I already placed in you to send you out to be used, and you're sitting here arguing with God. Anybody ever been there? Anyone ever been in such a state of doubt about your own self-worth, your own capabilities, wrapped often tied and tangled up in your past, in the sins of your past, so much so that you have now branded yourself unable to be used by God. You have imposed upon yourself constraints and restraints and boundaries that God didn't impose upon you. And because of that, you are living in a state of less than who you are, less than your purpose, less than your destiny, less than your worth, less than what you could be doing, because you're always responding with your flaws to the Lord. Every time he tells you, I want you to step out on faith and open that business. Well, Lord, I'm not the one who's the smart one in the family. Maybe you meant Rossi. Every time he tells you, I want you to step out on faith and go out into ministry. No, God, you know, I'm the one with the past of adultery. I'm the one who was incarcerated. I'm the one, God, you know, that was out there robbing and doing all those things. Maybe you mean the good sister, good brother down the street who's never been in trouble. Every time God tells you, glory, that he wants you to seek promotion or elevation on your job, or tells you that he wants you to go out to the jails and prisons and minister, or tells you that he's given you a great idea to obtain wealth and establish or continue wealth in your family, every time he tells you he wants you to volunteer or establish a nonprofit, every time God tells you that he's called you to be a great mother or great father, a great wife or great husband, you always got to respond with your issues of why God really meant to choose someone else. And because of your own self-limiting behavior, you are living beneath your potential and beneath your privilege. And the thing that God has ordained for you to receive, you're not receiving them. Because you're like Moses. You always got to remind God, as if you think God forgot whom he was speaking to. But today, brothers and sisters, I came to encourage you to begin to maximize your potential. Every one of you has at least one gift, at least one talent. You have a purpose. You have a destiny. God didn't allow you to be on this earth just to be idle. There's greatness in you. There are things for you to do. There are people that only you can reach. God is waiting for you to quit sitting there and bantering back and forth with him, quit kindling his anger, but instead to accept the call and the mandate on your life, to accept the gift and talents that you have, not get caught up in who likes you, who doesn't like you, what someone else is doing, what someone else is not doing. God didn't call you to live someone else's life. He called you to live your life. Maximize your life. Maximize your time here on this earth. That dash between when you were born and when you will die, it's up to you what you're going to do with it. Will you maximize your potential today? Will you begin to see yourself as worthy to go forward instead of always addressing and coming in and highlighting your flaws? Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we praise you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord. We just thank you today. Father, we praise you for this powerful day here on Daily Pilot today, which is reminding us, Lord, to quit always pointing out the bad things about ourselves, but instead to focus on the good things in us, the worthy parts of us, so that we can be used by you, so that we can maximize our potential every day, in every way, in everything, in every decision, in every area of our life, every genre, in every interaction, in every engagement, in every situation where we stand, that our presence maximizes the atmosphere. It changes the atmosphere. But we are catalysts and change agents for whatever our purpose is in earth, whatever our talent is in part, and we will no longer question you like Moses. But instead, we'll take up the mantle to do what you were ordained us to do, to maximize ourselves, to live our best selves, walk our best selves, be our best selves, the aura in our atmosphere of potential maximization. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless them coming in and bless them going out. Touch them and bless them. Revive them, renew them. Save them and sanctify. Heal and deliver. Do what only you can do in ways that only you can do it. Whenever you do it in the way that only you do it, Father, do it now. In the name of Jesus, I speak for its maximization. I speak for its greatness. I speak for it, Lord, that they will be used by you and no longer doubt their self-worth, validity, or purpose. But just as you called Moses, they will understand that you knew what you were doing when you called them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everybody just say, I thank you, Lord, that I will maximize my potential. Say it again, I thank you, Lord, that I will maximize my potential today. In the name of Jesus, keep praising God. I'm going to do the altar call, and then we will end with your task for today. And I'll see you tonight at 7 p.m. on Bible Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study. And I take your questions and prayer requests as well, so you don't want to miss it. All right? For those of you who are unsaved or backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and just praise the Lord. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure you're going to church. You're in Bible study, Sunday school if your church has it. You must spend quality time with God every day in the Word, praying, fellowshipping with Him. That includes being here with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern for Daily Fire. Make sure you're following to get the recording by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. All right. Our topic for today is, do you maximize your potential? Your task for today is to maximize every opportunity given unto you. You should leave the conversation, the interaction, the location better than when you entered in. All right, I'll see you tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can just go to the website, rossi.org, to the broadcast page, and you'll be able to click one button to call in or another button, and it will tune you in. Make sure you do. This is Grown Folks Bible Study tonight, and I have a great topic for you. All right, I love you. Remember, God knew who He was calling when He called you. There was no mistake. All right, maximize it today. Maximize. That's your word for today.
It's been a long time coming, but I know.